The sadness comes when we lose somebody we love, but the joy begins to know where they are. Amen. To know where they are. And let me tell you something. You're all going to get there. You're all going to go there. He's not going anywhere. Our friends don't go anywhere. We're not going behind him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He just opened the door for us. And you got to believe it. That's what this church, that's what church comes into the play. That's when you got a new family. You got new friends and you learn about him. Amen. You learn what he says about it. You learn to trust him. He says, I have not seen. Nobody knows in their mind the beautiful things that God has prepared. That's what the word of God says. Whatever church you go to, that's what they should tell you. That the Bible says that I have not seen or heart known the things that God has planned for us.
Because he doesn't have to have any more faith. He's with him. Amen.
ask a question to a pastor saying, is it all right? Do you think it's good that a pastor teaches about prosperity? And I was taken back by that. And this is a good guy. This wasn't a guy, but the guy was really serious. He said, because in the Bible it says that, that Jesus told a man to sell all that he had. All that he had, if you want to follow me. And he said, so God doesn't want you to prosper. And that made me realize that he didn't understand the Bible. And he didn't understand the scripture. He didn't understand the story. Let me tell you, you cannot take the scripture out and use it in that time. You cannot take one scripture out and point it to somebody and say, that's what it is. Amen? And so I want to teach you today. I want to talk to you today about prosperity. I want to talk to you about that story. What he was trying to say is, see if you can understand that God so wants you to prosper. Amen? To his glory, he wants you to prosper. Can you say that with me? To his glory, he wants me to prosper. Amen? If you don't know the word of God, somebody can do that to you and say, and he was confused. And that's why I said, I want to talk to my brothers and sisters about that prosperity. And this is where he was struck. This is where he started to grow. Now a certain ruler asked him, ruler, remember that ruler. This is a man of power, okay? The first thing you see, he said, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Jesus tested him, see? No one is good but one, that is God. And Jesus said, and he's saying, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not commit murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And certain rulers said, all these things I have kept from my youth. I haven't done any of those. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, who then can be saved? But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, see, we have left you and followed you. So he said to them, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wives or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. That was what the guy was asking. So the guy said, you understand why Jesus asked him that one question? Because Jesus knew that this ruler loved what he had. He loved riches. That was his love. Amen? And so when Jesus asked him that knowing, he was never going to put God first. Amen? It wasn't that he wanted him to be poor. What does it say? What does it say right after that? He said, who shall not receive many times more or less in this present time? Amen? But Jesus knew that this man's heart was in his wealth. Amen? And that's what he was saying about it. And he said, harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. You know why that is? Because somebody who's wealthy, somebody who has more money than beyond your imagination, feels like he has no need for God. What do I need God for? I got millions of dollars in the bank. I can buy what I want. I can go what I want. I can live what I want. Why do I have to read the Bible? What do I care about? There's nothing in anything that can happen to me. I'm wealthy. I don't need God. Amen? That's what he's talking about, riches. Amen? But there are those who are rich who love God first. Amen? And who know how to give and understand where their wealth came from. Amen? And they end up blessing others who end up blessing others. Amen? Because when you're rich in the Lord, you can bless others with gifts. Amen? And it doesn't always have to be money. When you're rich in the Lord, when you're wealthy in the Lord, you can share that wealth with so many more people and your life change. Amen? I'm talking about Jesus here. Amen? When we share Jesus with people, their life change and they become wealthy. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You can clap. But I still want to talk about prosperity. I want you to learn. I'm going to go back. And, by the way, for those of you who want to write this down, this is in the book of Luke that I read. Verse 18, chapter 18. Now I'm going to take you back to Psalm 1. And I want you to listen to the first Psalm. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day here in Bristol. Amen?
Amen.
I love this church. I love, I'm telling you, I get into these sermons and I get into writing, and my wife just hours. I'll be writing and reading and writing and reading. And it's just so wonderful. I want you to get into this word with me. Listen to what David says right here. Listen. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither. Listen. And whatever he does shall, are you ready? Prosper. How many want to prosper? What other way, amen, God, what better way to show others the rewards and blessings that God gives us than for us to what? Prosper. Amen? You got to, you get a good job at a time when it's hard to get a job. You get something, so you're doing good in life. And you want people to say, how do you do that? And you turn around and say, because God is blessing me. Amen? That is what? That magnifies him. Amen? And that causes blessings. Amen? That's your reward. Amen? That's the best way to show people how God is in your life. He doesn't want you to be bored or desolate and be heartbroken and talking about, oh, it's me, oh God, oh, I love God, oh God, nothing good ever happened. And people are going to say, well, what good is following God if that's what happened to you? Amen? He doesn't want you to be poor. But let me say this, and I say this from my heart. Being poor is a state of mind. And I'm telling you, I bet you all going to raise your hands and know, I live in a three-room apartment right around the corner on Olympic Street. Me and my mom. We didn't have hot water. We had a tank in the kitchen that she had to light the fire underneath and heat it to water. Amen? We had a stove, a flat, and we didn't have enough. She couldn't make any cakes. We didn't have that. My mother worked at the laundry at a Griffin Hospital. She didn't make a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of money. But let me tell you, and you're, I know you're going to say it with me, I did not know I was poor. Amen? Amen? Because I had love. I had love. I had love in the house. I didn't know it. Being poor is a state of mind. Now those are people who are truly in need. Amen? Truly in need. And we need to help them and be ready to help them in every way possible. With food, with clothing, with any kind of aid they need. Whether it be medical or not, because that's our job. Amen? We need to help others who are in need. Hallelujah. They need to be a catalyst, though. When you're in need, when you're poor like that, when you're in the beginning, it's a catalyst to want more. Amen? It's a catalyst to say, you know, I woke up this morning and I don't have enough, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to work. And if I got to work two jobs, I'm going to work two jobs because I love more than I. Amen? So being poor can be that catalyst that gets you out there. And Lord, when you follow Jesus, when you love Jesus, he's going to open doors for you. You're going to go to the mall and want a job. They're going to say, yes, I'm going to hire you. Amen? And you go to work, and you work like you know God. You go to work, and you look good, and you treat people good. And the boss is going to say, I like you. I'm going to give you a raise. I want you to work more. Amen? And then you're going to tell your boss, thank you. And he's going to shine on you. And when good things happen, he's going to look at you. Amen? When you do it unto who? Hallelujah. God wants us to prosper. Hallelujah. Sometimes we all start out in one place. Where we go, what we achieve, and how we go depends on how hard we are ready to work. I always had two jobs. I'm just telling you. My Greg and I played music. I played 5 nights a week. Greg and I were playing in Stanford one night. We were playing at the Leather Tree one night. We were playing, and I worked every day at the mall. I had a shop at the mall, and I worked 5 days a week. So I always had two jobs. 8 hours was never enough for me. The playing jobs were never enough. So I went on that work. I didn't think about it. But that's how I prospered, amen? I didn't go to work 8 hours and come and say, okay, there's 60 more hours, I don't have enough money, I don't know what to do. Amen? So sometimes being poor is a choice. I don't mean to say that, but that's the truth. You understand? There's 60 more hours in a day. I tell my son, I swear I haven't told him for he's doing good now, thank you. But I say, son, we're 4 hours a night at the mall. We're 20 extra hours a week, and you have the money falling out of your pocket. I know they don't pay much, but after you work your job and you go to work at the mall and you come home, you're going to see a pay your money. It's worth it. Well, I earned it. Amen? And I'm telling you, if you do it unto God, if you start acting unto God, if you go to work, if you meet people and you start doing it unto God, you give them a smile. You give them that influence like Denny did. People love Denny because he was a lover of people. If you go to them and treat people nice,
God, respect them. If they're your boss, if they're the police officer, treat them with respect, and things will happen for you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to prosper in everything we do. Hallelujah. God wants us to prosper. And say that with me. God wants us to prosper in everything we do. What's the first word?
God.
He wants you to prosper. So who are you going to follow?
God.
Because he wants you to what?
Prosper.
Thank you, Lord. You know what prosperity does? When you give it up to God, it magnifies God. When you prosper, when you have good things around you, you give God the praise and the glory for it. And I don't know what rich means to you, but I don't know how much more rich I can be. I live in a little cottage in South Korea. I have the most beautiful wife. She loves me with all her heart. And I have 16 acres behind my house, so I can go here anytime I want. I don't know how much more I need. I think I'm prospering to the ninth degree. We don't have a lot of money in the bank. I know we've got to find our medical bills for her risk, but I'm telling you, we are prospering. We work every day in nursing homes. We don't make a lot of money, but we feel like we're prospering. Amen. In fact, next year, although we're not going to be rich, we're going to pay a lot of money in taxes. And but I still feel like I'm prospering. Amen. I got a bone marrow. I got a car. I got people who love me. I got you coming to this church and growing in the Lord. Amen. I feel like I'm prospering. Those who prosper with and through God share and bless lives, sharing His word, showing a better way, blessing others who then learn to bless others. Your choice is first follow God, Jesus. That's your first step. And to bless your family and friends and anyone else who follows your path. When they see your blessings, when they see the things that you're doing in your life, they're going to want that. Amen. And I'm telling you, when you got kids and grandkids right now, you want to give them some kind of foundation other than what the world is giving them. Amen. That's all I'm saying. You want to give your kids a good head start, give them a little bit of food, start talking about God. Say, you talk to God. Help me. God bless me. God blesses you. Tell them that. Say, where did you get this car? Say, God bless me with it. Amen. Where did you get it? Well, God bless me with that. I play guitar. God bless me with the talent to play guitar. Now God says, God bless you with the talent to sing, amen? Start singing that God blesses you with these things, amen? And don't be little of the blessings that you have from God either, by the way, amen? Don't somebody say, you're beautiful, you sing it awesome. Now don't, hey! I sound like a guy from God. Hey! God blesses you with something. Say thank you to the person who receives your blessing, amen? They see your blessings. They begin to partake in your blessings. They want what you found so that they can also receive and so on. Listen to what John says. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Let me read this again. This is John. This is John right out of the Bible right here. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Only be strong and very courageous. You have to be. You have to be strong because people are going to come against you when we talk about God. Two different bus drivers. I just saw it on the news today. Both lost their job because one of them was a Christian and he said he used to pray with the kids every morning when he got on the bus. He said a little prayer. He said anybody who wanted to pray about anything they wanted, they could pray. If they didn't want it, they didn't have to. And they sang a little song. Well, they got back to somebody and he got fired and all the parents were upset. They said, wait a minute. I like that my kid gets on the bus with people to pray. And it happened to another bus driver also saying and talking about Jesus. And we've got to be careful. We don't want to be we're disobedient to people who we work for. Amen. But we also have a freedom to talk about what we want to. Amen. If they were talking about all the sex on TV or the Kardashians, nobody would say a word. If we're talking about that, that's all. You don't have to pay. You don't have to. Hallelujah. So people are going to come against you. You might think that other things are going to do for all kinds of stuff. I can say, you're wasting your time with this prosperity. You're wasting your time trying to act like Jesus. Then you never wasted a minute of his life. This place is going to be so full of love and even the end of our celebration, because Denny's influence on me and everybody that touched his life is like Jesus' influence on the world. Amen? He was a man of love. There's sadness in the world today because we lost him. Because we're selfish and we wanted him. But Jesus said, hey, here, come, don't worry about it. Let me have him for you. He had him for 89 years. Wow. He said, no, I got him here. I'm going to make him all healthy. And he's not going to fall down anymore. He won't drive his car anymore forever. Oh, God. I got to tell you what, the ages were running, and then he would drive his car to places. And I don't know if you all know him, but he had no muscles in his legs. He couldn't hit the brakes if he had to. He said he used to leave a big space between him and the car in front of him, and somebody got in between him. He was in trouble. He ran into a school bus about 3 months earlier than he did. And you know, then you want to know God and influence? You know what the cop did? Let him go. That's the kind of thing that fears anyway. Hallelujah. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may prosper wherever you go. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. This is a powerful promise. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written within. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. This book right here. Amen.